You're out of order. This courtroom is out of order. This trial is out of order. Are you guys ready for the drama? Let's dish.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Edition Dave's, AfterBuzz TV's weekly recap of NBC's number one hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I am your host, Tammy Gouveia.
Yay, Tammy! Yay!
You are not out of order. You are completely
in order.
Okay.
And I'm joined today by two fabulous gentlemen. To the left.
Oh, we're gentlemen today.
Of my left.
We're not gals today.
Left.
Hi, everybody. It's Tony Moore in a different seat. Yeah.
Oh, and it's the Michael Mattis. I think I'm in the same seat.
Not the Michael Mattis.
Want to make sure that all of you are following us on all social media platforms, okay? So on Twitter, you can find us at @_EditionDaze, and on Facebook and Instagram at @EditionDaze. The at
is implied,
you gentlemen. Also, make sure and check out our other soap block shows. We've got GH Report. Mm-hmm. We've got the
Restless Rap.
YNR's got some insane storylines going on. So mm-hmm. if you're a soap supporter, support. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, you guys. Before we start, what do y'all think about this week? Thoughts, comments?
It was good. Nothing really exciting happened until the end of the trial.
Yeah.
Basically, the trial, and you know, even the trial, I was watching it, and they were, you know. And I get it. They have to rehash everything that's happened. And it was kind of a good reminder of everything that's happened. But after a few minutes, I was like, okay, let's move along.
That's okay.
We know all this. But I get it. And it was a nice refresher. But yeah, I thought it was a solid week.
I think Hong Kong is interesting.
Hong Kong.
What do you mean interesting?
Days of Our Lives is Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
The interesting.
Yeah. Well, just the fact that they were, I knew something was going to go down in Hong Kong because I think, I can't remember who I was talking to. I might've been talking to James. Yes, I was talking to James and I was telling James, and we'll get more into this, but some things just didn't make sense. And then they ended up in Hong Kong and I was like, oh, that's why. Because they needed to take this storyline to Hong Kong. So I'm here for it.
I was a little confused when Hope decided to go to Hong Kong to kind of get her head together. I'm like, I don't understand.
That's why.
Yeah. And that's actually surprised me when that whole thing started
to
coalesce.
Am I missing something? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what has to happen or what was going to happen?
Well, just the whole fact that she kept saying, oh, I have to go to Hong Kong to clear my head and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you didn't necessarily have to go to Hong Kong, but there's a reason why they had to take people to Hong Kong.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
Got it.
It all just kind of made sense.
Yeah.
At the very end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Annie Goen said, Hong Kong looks like the Martin House to me.
Abigail's hotel room is Kristen's old hotel room.
Right.
So, you know, but it's Days. Like, they reuse the sets all the time. You know?
They do.
So,
sorry,
whatever.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
We got a lot of crap.
So.
On that note, let's start.
Oh, we started.
Edition Days.
I tried to whistle, totally didn't
love
work.
Love this.
Oh, boy.
Yay!
Yay!
I love that sound. All right, so starting out with Stefan convincing Abigail and everybody in the family that she's got to go with him
and everybody
on
in the
trip.
Yeah.
You know, initially I thought that's pretty lame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought Chad buckled really easily. Like, he didn't put up much of an argument for the whole thing.
He didn't put up much of an argument, but maybe it was in the back of his mind like, oh, I'm going to go too. Like, oh, I'm going to follow them.
I feel like it didn't happen until, maybe that whole thing with Sonny.
He decided to go.
He was like, don't you think I don't know already? And I was just like, all right, well, you know, off to Hong Kong you go too, then, I guess.
And I thought, too, really, Abby has him in the palm of her hand. Mm-hmm. And if she's saying, I do need to go. Mm-hmm. Well, Abigail's saying that. But, you know, he's hearing Abby say it. So mm-hmm. she's saying, I really do need to go. We need to do this for the family.
And you trust Abby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay.
He even made a comment like he trusts Abigail. He doesn't trust Stefan. Mm-hmm. And that was his issue.
Yeah.
So, and he still, he doesn't know about Abigail yet. So,
but I actually think that Stefan has, Gabby, Dr. Laura, and Abigail's best interest at heart.
Really?
Because going back to the conversation that he was having with Dr. Laura, that Gabigail was getting out of control because he had revealed, like, oh, you're not real. And
the trauma it caused. Yeah.
And everyone else kind of has a sense of who they are. And Gabby doesn't.
Doesn't.
No.
So I think that moment where they kind of had a connection where she's like, I just don't know who I am. I'm just this, you know, this personality inside of Abigail. And then Stefan was kind of like, well, for the longest time, I didn't know who I was either.
Right.
You know, I used to go by the name Sam Middleton. And, you know, now I'm Stefan after, you know, finding my birth mother and everything like that. So I thought that was a great, like, connection that they had, and allowing Gabigail to just kind of be herself and explore and not have to, like, be under the control of Dr. Laura or Abigail. I was like, oh, okay.
It kind
of
like this. Yeah. It's supportive.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of fans were not.
They're not jiving
supportive.
With it. No. They're thinking he's, like, preying on her.
Manipulating her. Yeah.
I honestly don't think it's that. I really think that Stefan, it really does care for Abigail and is really, like, considering the whole situation.
So you don't think he's falling in love with Gabigail?
I think he's falling in love with Abigail.
Yeah, he's definitely falling in love with Abigail.
Okay.
He definitely is. But I don't think he's taking advantage of the situation.
Okay.
That remains to be seen,
I guess.
Because, I mean, you know, he comes
out. Because she's pushing him.
He's coming off genuine, but, you know, Days of Our Lives. Some things aren't as they seem.
But, no, but Luke, who is the initiator? It's Gabigail.
It's Gabigail.
Like, the whole, like, oh, I'm surprised you didn't order
the sea urchin. She was trying to, like...
What do you mean? It's an aphrodisiac. It's like, girl, I mean, you are trying to just throw all the panties in the face. Yeah. You know?
D is D.
I'm just...
Wow. Someone would you like to elaborate on that?
No,
Michael?
I wouldn't.
Oh, now you want him to elaborate?
The D is implied.
The D is implied.
The D is implied. Yes.
I loved it. Poor Vivian. You know,
you gotta love her though.
She walks into.
She was just like, she was just so like,
first of
all, oh God.
She's packing. Gabigail's packing in the living room.
Right?
I'm like, what are you doing?
She drug all of the stuff out of her crypt and started packing in the living room. Instead of dragging the suitcase back into the crypt, maybe packing there. They might not have that set belt yet, you know? That's probably why. Plus, it was a situation because Kate kind of noticed that there was like, hair coming out of the suitcase,
but then didn't
question it. She saw it, but then there was no follow through.
So
after
do you think
that.
She saw it? Do you
she
think?
Did.
Okay. Yeah,
because she stared at
she
it for the longest time.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
yeah.
She was just kind of like, huh.
So yeah, maybe it'll come back later. We'll revisit that later. I don't know, but
probably.
Yeah,
I love the face off though between Vivian and.
Oh,
yeah.
They're
great. Yeah.
And Vivian was just to let you know, like, you're not the most dangerous person
in this house.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just the way Vivian is, she's very just blunt.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, good God, girl. Like, she's not trying to tiptoe around Gabigail.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, girl.
Yes. Yes.
No. I got your number. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And then Chad, again, decides to go off to Hong Kong.
Excuse me.
And you think Sunny was the catalyst for all that?
Somewhere, I think it was like he had a thought prior, and then Sunny just kind of like drove it home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think Sunny overreacted a little bit?
Sunny has been overreacting all week.
He's just been emo.
Yeah, he's been a little team too much this
week.
Okay,
I wasn't sure. Is it just me, or like why is he all up in Chad's face?
Well, because it's his own internal anger now.
He's projecting. That
because he's kind of like, you should go after her. You should, but he's really telling
and
himself.
And even Chad was like, whoa, whoa, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, calm down.
Samadonna. What part don't you understand?
Right.
The Sima or the Donna?
Oh, the Donna.
Right. Wow. We're dating ourselves.
Yeah.
Finally, the action hits when they all get on the airplane. They all end up in Hong Kong. And
no, they didn't get on the airplane. Well, they just arrived in Hong Kong.
They arrived in Hong Kong. On a magic carpet.
It was met. They beamed themselves to Hong
And we
Kong.
Know that Hope is in Hong Kong with Belle.
With Belle
and Sean.
So I guess that was their Hope going to Hong Kong of all places because her son and daughter-in-law were there.
Yeah.
And she needed legal advice from.
And then, of course, Belle being a lawyer, she drew up the papers for the annulment.
I know.
Another thing that I appreciate is the conversation that Sean D was having with Hope and being like, in a roundabout way, he was almost being like, aren't you kind of taking this a little far? Because technically, he wasn't with you. You know,
the break came
up. All it's, these technicalities.
Well, it's kind of like,
I don't know. Well, I'm still on Hope's side. I've decided I would be reacting the same way Hope would in that situation, whether they were on a break. She had a point where she was like, it was a matter of hours. It wasn't even a full day. Yeah, you can keep it in your pants for a day, Rafe.
But
I don't care who it is.
Here's the thing, though. Allow him to explain what happened. I mean, we're a little biased. No, we're a little biased because we saw it, but she has to, for 2 seconds, put herself in his shoes. It wasn't like he intentionally sought out Sammy.
Right.
No. He didn't, it doesn't matter whether he sought it out. It happened.
I'm not saying that he's completely not in the wrong, but I'm saying her reaction is a bit much, especially when they weren't together. Apparently, their relationship had ended. She had threw the ring back at him. And you know what? When you go through something like that, you feel a lot of pain. And that day, he went and got sloshed. And made a mistake.
Yeah.
And the reason why...
And he's got to pay for that mistake.
But
I just don't think the payment should be the end of the marriage.
Right.
Well, and maybe this is just the natural progression. Maybe she's going to realize that because she did say, like, she's like, "What have you decided what you're going to do?" And she says, "Yeah, I have decided." We didn't see what that decision
Sounds
was.
Sounds to me like she's going to annul it.
Or maybe she... Maybe she took what Sean said into consideration.
Maybe.
She's not.
Well, listen.
So, the initial reaction, yeah, I feel is justified. Like, I don't want you anymore. But, you know, sometimes that is the initial reaction. And after, you know, some time settles down, maybe she'll come to a realization that, okay, it was a mistake. People are, you know, maybe it's
and
worth
even
a
Belle
second
said
chance.
That. Yeah. She's like, really, Hope, you know, you sure you want to
but
go
I am,
through
I'm,
this?
I'm still on Hope's side. Like, this is probably how I would be reacting if that had happened
See,
to me.
Well,
so
then you're
why.
Team too much, too, like Hope is.
You're team too much.
You're team too much.
Team
like,
too much.
It's like there were times where I was like, take a moment, think about the situation, and then come back to it. Who was saying, was it JJ? Who told Hope to fight for...
Everybody's...
No, Chad. I think Chad was... Wait, did Chad tell her to fight for her marriage? Because that's the advice that was given.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. She gave him that advice last year.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Y'all were giving me the blank stares like I'm the only one that watched it this week.
So maybe that would be a reason why, you know, she's like, oh, I've decided. Maybe she's actually decided, okay, maybe I'm overreacting.
She gave a good poker face.
Maybe
I'll
I'm team too much and I'm going to be team, you know, maybe not too much.
Then we have Chad running into them, yes. And he's going to go off and find Abby, and then it happens, where Hope sees Stefan and
Gabigail
at
dinner.
And then
Gabigail rushes up.
That was a good moment.
It cracks me up, though, when you just see...
What the...
Like, when Gabigail runs off, it's like all you see is the wig.
It was like a flash.
Wig running off.
But kudos to her for how she slid up out of there.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally 2 seconds, and Stefan was like, okay, don't turn back. Take this. And she was like... And she literally, like, got up in a way that, like, you could not see her face at all.
No.
Like,
no,
she
that's
was
what
like,
I say. It was funny.
I was like, yes, bitch,
you
better get up out of there.
Out of the room.
Yeah. I was living. I was like, you better slither your way back up to that room. Yes,
that
you
was
better.
A great moment, and Hope was all up in his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I loved it when she called him and said, you are looking more and more like your father.
Oh, she
Every
said,
day.
I missed that.
Yes.
I must have been distracted.
Because he tried to give her some story about whatever, you know, like, this is a colleague of mine.
Yeah.
And she's looking at him and she can read him.
Yeah.
She's like, I've known your family for a long time. I know exactly what you're doing.
Yep. She's basically like, listen, you can't play me.
Right.
You
exactly.
just became a Demera. I've known these people for centuries. You're not about to pull the wool. Yeah, you're not about to pull the wool over my eyes. Not on today.
That
nope.
was fantastic. There we go.
Yeah.
I love that.
You're not going to pull the wool over my eyes.
My question is, so she runs back up to the room and Chad knocks on the door. She tears off the wig.
And all of a sudden, she's in that room. That confused me. I didn't realize they had adjoining rooms.
They had adjoining rooms.
I know. I missed that detail, so I was very confused
Thank
as
goodness.
To how she got in.
Yeah.
They reminded us, though, so.
So he comes in and she's, poor thing, I feel so bad for Chad. Like, everybody knows except him. You have to go back.
Feels like it. Yeah.
You have to go back to Salem. You mm-hmm. have to do this. Rush, rush, rush.
Yeah.
He leaves and Stefan comes in and she's freaking out. And this whole trip has been about him comforting her mm-hmm. and him making Gabigail feel safe.
Yeah. So she can be herself, whatever that is.
And when he says to her, I'll take care of Chad, mm-hmm. what does that mean? Like, he's not going to hurt Chad.
No.
Do you have that feeling that he's going to?
I don't think so.
Okay, given what he's done so far, no. I don't think it's going to involve injury or, what do you want to call it? Attempted murder.
Right.
Yeah, anything. More murders, please.
No.
I'm done.
I just think
he's going to convince him. He's going to create a situation. He's either going to create a situation where Chad has no choice but to go home. Maybe, like, something with he's going to call Vivian and be like,
something, you know, create some kind
something
of
something with the kid or,
right.
or, you know, he's just going to try to run him out of town.
Just create a diversion.
Create a diversion.
And then, of course, she can't stay in the room alone because she's got to do something.
Yeah.
She leaves and mm-hmm. then decides to come back. And it ends with
her standing at the door.
Again with the wig.
Her at the door. And Chaz, dun, dun, dun.
Okay, I will say.
How is she going to get out of this? There's no like throwing the wig down.
I will cackle if she turns around and it's not Gabigail.
It's
like it's someone completely different.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, okay, do we know he's at the same door? Or is he maybe at a different door where it's some other brunette lady?
Oh, stop it.
I know. I'd be mad. I'd be angry. But, you know, I wouldn't put it past.
Anything's possible.
What she said.
That's from Sissical the Musical.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Because I was like, oh, he's going to catch her. Then I'm like, what if it's not her?
And so she turns around to somebody else because he's at a different door.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Some other lady.
All right. I actually like that.
Some other lady.
We'll see. That's it for Hong Kong.
Yeah. That was it for Hong Kong.
Yeah, so we're gonna come back to the States.
Yeah.
The other big storyline that really didn't happen until what, like Wednesday?
Thursday. The trial.
So can I just say that the scenes, it's not really a scene between them, but in the beginning when Trask and Justin are doing
Their opening statements.
Mm-hmm. They were so good.
I was kind of digging
Justin,
it. Like before,
everyone was so good.
Like when mm-hmm. she first started coming on and being all sassy, I was not Team Melinda Trask. But after this, I'm like, I kind of like her.
She's good at kind of just weaving in and out, being like rabid dog.
I thought she was a bit over the top, but I think
team too much.
Team too much. But no, I like her now, kind of ish.
Mm.
No.
I still feel like she's reaching for the stars sometimes.
Well, yeah.
She just, I mean, it's like she just wants to throw someone in there.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to. She's after Gabby. She's
of
after
course.
Gabby. I
did like the part. Maybe we're going there at the same time. But when she was like talking to Justin and when she was like, or when you thought that I was in prison.
And the flip of the hair
and all that.
I was like, maybe that, I think at that moment I was like, okay. Team too much.
Could it be?
Yeah.
Could it be?
Yeah.
I kind of like, well, not kind of, I like the progression of the trial where they mm-hmm. put mm-hmm. they put Rafe up and then they put Eli up and it's looking good for Gabby.
Well, I love that Rafe was like, you know, basically just kind of, because Trask tried to get him like, oh, you're her brother.
Right.
Like, and Rafe is like, I'm only going to state the facts.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did. He didn't try to, like, weave anything in Gabby's favor. He just basically said where we are. And when he was like, we still haven't ruled out Anna DeMera as a...
I love that.
It was like, boom.
Yeah, point taken. Because all they have to do is establish doubt.
Right.
Right?
Reasonable doubt.
Yeah. And just that in and of itself was perfect.
Okay, but would the case have gone to trial? Like, again, it's Salem. But in the real world, if there was another outstanding suspect... Would they have even gone as far as it has yet? Or should I not be thinking that way?
Well,
should
I need to bring
in a legal expert because I have no idea.
I'm assuming she's more so on trial and in trouble because she had the evidence
she tried
that they
to hide
were
the
looking
evidence.
For and trying to get rid of it.
Right.
Okay. And I think this is what stems from it, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Are we at the point of the reveal?
Mm. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I want to say kudos to the day's writers for giving us a reveal in a completely different way. They didn't overhear it. Someone wasn't in a bush. They didn't walk in on a room with each other. It was a trial.
And you know what?
And being questioned.
Under oath.
And under
oath. And that's the only way she would have ever told the truth.
I feel like I saw a clip. This hasn't happened recently, but I feel like it's happened before where something's been revealed in a trial. It was Kate, when Deborah Adair was playing Kate. There was something involving Billy when Billy was Lisa Fabulous Rena, and she revealed something on the stand, and I can't remember what it was. It was either about Austin and Billy's father, or if that's when it was revealed that Bill was Lucas's father. I don't remember, but I remember she revealed something on the stand, and it was very dramatic. So I feel like that used to be maybe a staple of the soap opera, like a courtroom testimony reveal. But we haven't seen one in a while. So, yeah, it was nice to see it.
It was great. Crazium said it did. Kate being Curtis's wife.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. There you go.
Yeah.
I knew it was something.
I loved that moment. I loved seeing Lonnie just... Mm-hmm. Frozen.
I loved seeing...
She's frozen.
They showed everybody's, like, you know, like, oh, shit. Yeah. Excuse me. So sorry. Oh, man, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to come out. And everyone was just like...
Eli in the back.
Eli Moore had the look of, like, oh, man. Like, very
no.
that. And, like, and... JJ... I'm going to need you to make better choices. I actually had something here about JJ, because JJ also got word that he passed his EMT test. And he did something. Oh, it was during the court when it was revealed that they had slept, and someone said no further questions, and JJ stood up and was like, I have questions. I was like, and my thought was, when you pass your EMT exam and then decide to become a lawyer. Yeah.
That was funny. Yeah. I actually laughed out loud when he said that. That was very funny.
That was funny. That was hilarious.
Then poor guy gets found in contempt of court.
I know. Yeah. He should. That was great. Everything was insane.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I know.
I like that we're getting like one like reveal or moment like a week now. Like last week it was Eve and Brady and that whole thing blowing up. This week it's Lonnie and the baby Sitch. And then the week before that, I think it was Rafe and Hope's wedding. And then at the end of the week, it was something else. I like that we're getting, at least once a week, we're getting like a...
And it was John and Steve, you know,
that was it.
I'm glad they're not drawing things out.
Right.
That's for sure.
Like, things are kind of moving along at a nice... pace. I don't like, you know, there's a medium for my satisfaction anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like it when they drag it on for like months and months.
But I also like that.
Right. In the 90s, like, oh my gosh. God. Like, Kristen was doing crap for like a year and a half that everyone was just like, we don't know. So I think this is a happy medium. Like, things aren't happening too fast, but they're not dragging on too long
either. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Speaking of the 90s, someone pointed out that the judge was in 90210 and played Brenda and Brandon's father.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. Little tidbit. And Annie Goen said that was the worst possible way for JJ to find out.
I know. I agree.
Yeah. Roberta in the chat said, what's JJ going to do with two bikes?
What did you say? I hope he kept the receipt.
I was like, well, first of all, you shouldn't have bought two bikes in the first place, and I hope you got them from Target, because they'll take back anything with or without the receipt, JJ. I'm just saying.
Was that a snort?
That was a snort.
Snort-worthy.
Yeah.
And I loved the what's the room that they were in where Lonnie and JJ...
The interrogation room.
Where they have that moment.
Yeah.
I was surprised, and I don't know if I should have been surprised, how well JJ took the initial news that they slept together.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were on a break.
Again.
Again.
A break.
They were on a break.
Look who's understanding of our break.
And he kind of took it on himself.
Yeah, I said it.
He kind of took it on himself, like, you know, I was.
He made it his fault. I was like, no, it's not your fault.
You know,
no,
I'm sorry.
He was in the process of killing himself, and he's gonna say, "Oh, I guess it was my fault." Because I was having some stuff.
It's called being grown and understanding.
He's being mature about it. He's being compassionate and empathic.
But good until
for him. But now, like, he's going to find out.
He was like, baby, yeah. So wait, and then Lonnie, is that baby mine?
But then when he's being all understanding, she's like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
great,
you.
Off the hook.
And then.
Until, maybe not so much.
Then you saw him putting the pieces together in his brain. Like, mm-hmm. 1 + 1 = 2.
He's not just a hat rack. He's not just a pretty face.
But the reveal,
the
though.
The big reveal. Yeah. Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
And then when Gabby and the rest of them
walked in. Yeah.
It felt so good. I love that moment so much.
To be honest, it's a sigh of relief because, you know, even though I'm not in Salem, I felt like I was keeping the secret, too.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, whew, I'm so glad everyone knows.
Yeah. And shout out, really, to Sal. That performance.
She was good.
When
she's
so just good. Sobbing in the mm-hmm. interrogation room as she's mm-hmm. telling him about all of this.
Good stuff, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh,
it was
I bet.
So good.
Oh, I bet.
I think she was really crying.
Yeah.
I felt like she was actually like legit,
yeah.
like not act crying. I think she was really
no.
crying.
No. There's no, I don't, yeah. When people say act crying, like that's
you
back
kind of
in
tell.
The day. Back in the day. Those are real.
That's
she's good
lot.
At what she does.
So yeah. do we think this is going to lead into a JJ Gabby reunion? Because he was kind of mad at her in the courtroom, too.
I don't know.
It depends on her reaction to finding out that that's Eli's baby. Because if we recall, Eli said, it's not my baby.
Right.
As
they
far
both
as I
said,
know.
They both kept lying about it even
yeah.
after the cheating
so,
got revealed. So
now it's going to be revealed that mm-hmm. he did know. And
that's it.
And Gabby has to be understanding of the fact that this was Lonnie wanting him to go along with this.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how much
no,
Gabby
but Gabby's
can be understanding.
Not, Gabby's not going to be understanding. Because
I can't wait to
she
see,
said to him, no more lies. If there's anything else, you need to tell me now.
Mm-hmm.
That was his...
That was the moment.
That was
she
the moment.
Yeah.
That and was she the moment.
But you again, you have to understand, it was Lonnie's wishes to not... For no one to know that that was actually... Mm-hmm. Eli's baby.
Right. So I'm Gabby, and I'm going to say, so you're going to respect Lonnie's wishes over my wishes for you to tell me the truth.
It's her baby.
Arg.
Just saying.
I got lost in thought, Arg. So I have no idea what you guys just said to each other. I'm thinking, I can't wait till Valerie finds out this all went down.
Oh.
Like, it would have been great if she'd been there.
Dad doesn't even know about all this.
Right.
Oh,
no.
My God. I feel sorry for him.
Because Valerie,
I feel bad.
Valerie's probably going to have a sip of tea and be mm-hmm. like, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you understand why I kept telling you don't be in a rush to get married.
Right.
Nobody listens to Valerie.
Nope. Poor Valerie.
Just saying. Let's see. Alp, I hope I'm saying that right. Eli could have chosen not to lie, though, Tony.
LOL.
I mean, he could have chosen not to lie, but he's trying to be respectful of Lonnie's wishes.
I know.
So
we'll see. I hope she doesn't forgive him. I'm sorry. Sorry, Eli. Mm. You're done.
Oh, you hope Gabby
bye
doesn't
bye.
Forgive him?
Yeah.
Okay,
done.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Y'all
bye.
Are, y'all are harsh.
I know.
That's way harsh,
I know.
Ty.
Way harsh, Ty.
So those are the two big stories.
Yeah.
And before we get into the tidbits, Michael, do you want to
I'm going to have some fun.
Fantastic.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
If you want to have some fun... and learn and grow in all areas of your life, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. I think some characters from the show need this podcast.
I think so,
I think,
too.
Like, Lonnie, Eli, Rave.
Yes.
From health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had.
Aww.
Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
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 Be sure to rate and comment when you do, and let Maria know that it was us, Dish and Days, who got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yay!
Bam.
Yes.
All right.
So let's swim through the tidbits really quick.
Swim through the
let's
tidbits.
Let's swim it. Swim it. Marlena and Kayla having that moment. I loved it when Marlena basically says to her, well, you need to get over this. You need to forgive John. And Kayla's like, oh.
Kayla's like, no.
Kayla will always be like, look, He tried to kill him and poison him. I don't care what the reason was. You could have mm-hmm. figured something out. Y'all been a part yeah. of the ISA for 1500 years.
She says if John
years,
was so smart, he would have figured out another way to do it.
He's
yep.
supposed to be the best in his field.
That, and at that moment, I was like, wait, she kind of has a point.
Yeah, she's got a very good point.
And shout out to Mary Beth Evans for coming last week.
Mabu!
And I missed her.
She was
sorry,
so
Mary
fun.
Beth Evans. Oh, I'm sorry. I will make it up to you. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, she missed you.
I missed her. I really wanted to be here, but duty called.
John and Steve, bromance there, playing darts.
Bromance playing
that was
darts.
Cute.
Yeah.
That
I love that that was a bonding moment for them and kind of like a, bro, it's okay.
Quit blowing on me. Like, that was so funny.
I don't think that was in the script.
I don't think that so either.
Like
I think
an
that
improvised
was
moment,
yeah,
right? I
yeah.
love that. Mm-hmm.
But I love that he got that bullseye with right? both eyes closed. Good for him.
Bullseye? Mm-hmm. Bullseye?
Bullseye.
I love John's reaction. Yeah. Brady and Eve hit, you know, Brady trying to use Bella to get back in Eve's graces right. and she just shuts him down. That was fantastic.
But he's going to help. He's going to help her prove to everybody in town that she ain't a gold digger.
Right.
That she's like a she's a serious. She's a businesswoman.
She
businesswoman specials for Eve.
She didn't give in, but she was just kind of like, we're keeping this strictly professional.
Right.
It's only this, and that's that. Good day,
Excuse
sir.
Me.
And Brady's just kind of like, well, at least I got a toenail in.
And know? I loved how she went from attacking him to saying. You know what? If you really love me, like she got real
yeah.
for
yeah.
a minute. Uh-huh. Like you really need to leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah.
You need to let me do this by myself.
She mm-hmm. needs to process it.
He still didn't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Shut him down. And then Chloe's back.
Chloe's
back.
Chloe's back.
I love
Yay,
Chloe.
Nadia, you're back.
Yeah.
But Mystery Man, did you guys notice the Mystery Man?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so that's going to be interesting.
Right.
And I
yeah.
think that's actually, yeah, that's
yes,
going to be good.
That's going to be good.
And then Will, Paul, and Sunny.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Before we go there.
What?
Kate.
Kate's still not on the Chloe train.
No.
This is a PSA from Dish and Days to you. Please stop interfering in your grown children's lives.
Okay, my thing is, you do have a point. However, that's the character. Like
Kate,
it would be out of character.
Kate.
For her
Kate.
To do that.
Beep, 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 beep. Kate.
National Bulletin.
Kate, leave them grown children alone. Kate has married Stefano DiMera and Andre DiMera. Get your life, Kate. You are not the who should be with who fashion police.
There you go.
Okay.
Will, Paul, and Sonny, divorce is final. Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
Sonny's yes. moving on.
First date.
Thank God, not
sweet.
With Man Bun.
Bartender, Man Bun.
Man Bun.
And... Okay, Tony, what?
Shout out to the bartender who I have nicknamed Hot Bartender. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. I don't know what your name is, but I know that we don't swing from the same vine. However, comma, you will always and forever be Hot Bartender for me.
Oh, that was good.
I was like,
good
for
like
you.
That.
Now, I know that actor is straight, but I'm just saying, I was like, you, listen, I would have let you buy me all the drinks.
And before we move on from Hot Bartender,
mm-hmm.
Vivian, what is she doing?
Yeah.
I was so mad because I was like, thank you, Days.
They're bringing
for
on
now,
another.
Now, like, kind of growing the gay community
the
in
pond.
Salem
but
very
is,
slowly
there
and
is
surely.
Spoiler alert, there is a guy that she's going to be using.
Thanks for that spoiler.
Thank you.
I think it's out
okay.
It's out there. Like, it's
I
not
haven't
a,
seen
it's
it yet.
Not, okay, it's out there.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Hopefully.
We'll, see, we'll see what happens. Yeah.
I love
the pond.
I love how they have, what is it, Palbook and Delve.
And Delve. Yes.
AKA Facebook and Tinder. Just saying. Shout out once again to the Hot Bartender.
Oh my gosh. Shout it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Tinder.
Can we have time for segments?
Yeah.
All right. Tony?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in full effect. It is Tony's official 3 Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
All right, now listen. I am going to have to give my 3 Snaps Award to the courtroom. Because, honey, when I tell you the palm trees and the tea that was being sipped throughout that whole thing was amazing. The first snap kind of goes to the face crack of the whole entire room, which was when Lonnie revealed that she had slept with Eli, and it cut to Gabby's face. You could kind of see Rafe's face, mm-hmm. Eli's face, JJ's face, and I was like, face crack of the courtroom. And then my last snaps go to JJ when he stood up and said, "No, I got questions." And I'm like, if I was in the courtroom, I would have been like, "Me too." So my official Three Snaps Award goes to the courtroom. Thank you so much for making sure my mug stayed full this week. Oh, snap! And that has been Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Next up, Designer Days.
Opulence.
Fashion.
Dress.
Style. Okay, so I have to say that I wasn't really keen on the women this week. Mm-hmm. You know, I could have forced myself, mm-hmm. but I've been eyeing Chad's blue suit for a couple of weeks now.
Oh.
And he looks, so I was like, why not? Mm-hmm. Give it up to the men, because they've been looking great lately anyway. So we have Chad in this amazing blue suit, and the model next to him, this is actually Zara, and I love Zara for men. They have great fashion. Zara, Kohl's, Banana, J. Crew all have very similar blue suits. Mm-hmm. So go out and get your guy a blue suit.
Blue suit, amazing.
It's just a nice alternative, you know, instead of the black suit or the gray or mm-hmm. the navy.
A little
blue.
Color pop.
Yeah,
a little color.
This is fantastic. So there you go.
Yeah, and that has been Designer Days.
Opulence.
Fashion. Style.
Okay.
And now it's time
for
caption that.
What kind of camera was that?
I don't know. I think of like the old cameras.
Caption that.
So we have a photo here of Kate and Stefan. And caption from Heidi Ann 69 from Instagram. And it's Stefan saying, "If I close the door fast enough, they will think she's the one that farted."
Unbelievable.
So I know. I have to say, a couple weeks ago I said I was going to pick the shadiest one. However, fart jokes always go to the top of my list.
Great. Everybody's going to be tweeting
perpetually
those now.
12 years old. So congratulations, Heidi Ann 69 of Instagram, for this week's caption that.
Ski, 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 ski. Caption that.
Oh, that was the wrong one. Sorry. Was that right? That's right.
Okay. It's good. We're good. Yeah.
So we don't have a quote of the week, right?
Mark J. Freeman. Mark wasn't here today because he's working. He's a working gal.
Yeah,
so he sends his love, as always. Go bother him,
Mark,
on social media.
But we are going to bring Mark into this whole fan of the week. Fan of the week is going to Lauren at... Oh, yes. Yes.
Dish and Days.
Thank you.
Fan of the week.
Woo! Yay! So fan of the week goes to Lauren at Paprika Cards. She wrote, "At Lorraine Love, I heard your giggle when Gabigail spelled G-A-B-B-Y today. Could it be runner-up for a hashtag quote of the week? Or will it be at Lounge and Tony's hashtag 3Snap Award? Hashtag yes, I pay attention."
Yes.
I love how engaged the fans are. So yay.
Me too. I always appreciate the fans.
Fan of the week.
Yeah. Well,
Dish and Days Fan of the Week. Woohoo!
Speaking of fans, so I was out in West Hollywood yesterday for brunch.
Big surprise.
And I beg your pardon. I don't always brunch, but I think I'm going to start. We should
absolutely.
All brunch. So I was out in West Hollywood, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and a guy by the name of Jeff came up to me and said, "Are you from Dish and Days?" And I was like, "Yes." And he was like, oh my gosh, my partner loves Days of Our Lives. He loves you guys. He watches you guys every Sunday.
We have local fans.
Yes. He was like, "Can I please get a picture of you to send to him?" I was like, "Oh, absolutely." And then I was like, "Well, what's your partner's name?" And he said, "Michael Huff." So Michael Huff.
Hello, Michael Huff.
Watching us on his big screen TV because he airplanes.
I'm so sorry about that.
he airplays the YouTube to the TV. So
we're probably on like some 72-inch high def 4K.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yes. I don't know if I'm comfortable. I know. One of those.
I need to put HD more makeup.
Get all of this. Get all of this. So special shout out to Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for being
great and wonderful. And to his partner Jeff, who sent him a lovely photo of us yesterday. There we go.
So, I love that we have fans in West Hollywood.
Me too.
He may be my neighbor. Who knows? I don't know. He'd be like, hey.
Really quick, probably won't be able to get through the whole list.
Yeah.
But news and gossip.
We're going to breeze through it. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do it. Do we want to start with the other stuff first and then go to the Emmy stuff?
Yeah.
So happy anniversary to Missy Reeves and her husband, Scott Reeves, who celebrated 28 years of marriage.
Happy anniversary.
I know that, too.
And then new Mystery Man in Salem. Viewers will be seeing another familiar face on the show. Actor Philip Anthony Rodriguez, known for The Grimm, Rosewood, and The Orville, has booked the role of Miguel, and his episode will start this week, Wednesday.
Yay! All right,
welcome, Philip. And then Greg Rickart from The Young and the Restless will begin airing as Leo this week, who is the app match from Sunny.
Okay.
So it's already out there. Spoiler alert, whatever. Yes. So he starts this week. He's a good guy. Good actor.
Perfect. And welcome.
So Emmy nominees. Okay. We can't go through all of them.
No.
Dae's got a lot in the acting and in the technicals. So congratulations to everybody.
Yes.
Some standouts. Marcy Miller got a nomination, a much deserved nomination. James Reynolds, Susan Seaforth Hayes, Chandler Massey, Greg Vaughn, Olivia Rose Keegan, Lucas Adams, Casey Moss, some of the guest performers, Rob Derringer, who was Scooter Nelson, John Enos, who played Roger / Elvis during the Susan storyline, and my vote, Morgan Fairchild for Angelica.
She was amazing.
She was so good. I really enjoyed her. And then they got, for the technicals, they got outstanding writing, directing, casting.
Original song, too.
And, the show's nominated for outstanding drama.
Yes.
Of the four. Multiple camera editing, lighting direction, original song, hairstyling, makeup, stunt coordination. So, congratulations to everybody.
Yay.
And
yes.
Good luck.
Phenomenal.
They're going to be sometime in,
they're going to be April 29th.
April 29th.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Pasadena Civic Center.
You can buy tickets, by the way.
Tickets are only
$50.
Hosted by Mario Lopez and Cheryl Underwood.
Yeah.
We talk Cheryl Underwood, so that's going to be good.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, so
we did it.
Is it going to be streamed anywhere? Like, is it airing anywhere? Or is it just going to be live streamed?
I feel like it might be streamed. I feel like at some point they were talking about maybe it would be back on television.
Mm-hmm.
But
I hope so.
I think the last time it was on Pop TV.
Yeah,
I think that was the last time it was on on the tele.
Well,
on the tele.
I really feel like they should start re-airing the daytime Emmys because they're just as important. Like these people really. Create daytime, and
these are people that work an insane amount of hours on a shoestring budget. These are the hardest actors, writers, like production people, probably hardest working people in television.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's the most underappreciated media. Yeah.
And daytime also acknowledges hosts.
Yeah,
right.
Is RuPaul nominated again? Is she in daytime or is she primetime?
Primetime.
Oh, okay.
Primetime.
So we need to do that.
So we have still a minute out of our. Nominations. Who do we feel like will take it home?
Oh boy!
I really want to say
it's
this.
Such a strong category. These categories are so strong.
I think Casey for outstanding younger actor, Casey Moss. I think he should get it.
I do feel like, and I'm gonna praise Marcy. I messaged her and told her congratulations on her nomination, but. What she is doing with the Gabigail storyline reminds me very much of what Eileen Davidson has done with the Susan Bake storyline and everything.
Yeah.
And I get chills talking about Marcy and just how brilliant she is and how she has distinctly given characteristics and changes to each of these characters,
and
we can see them.
Yeah, you can tell which one she is without it being, you know,
in her movement and in the way she is, and it all happens instantly. And and what she's
that's gotta
done.
Be like take like that takes skill. That's not yeah. an easy
Absolutely.
Thing to do.
Yeah.
Like
makes
it's not
easy
to it's not easy to act like it, period.
Yeah. yeah.
But
yeah.
to do those three different personalities.
The great ones make yeah. it look easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what she's doing. Mm-hmm.
And when she had to play Gabby as Abigail,
yeah.
I was telling James, I would have said, girl, I would have just said, look, I'm just gonna play Abigail. You know, like but it's such a skill. So Marcy Miller, I can't give you kudos enough for what you're doing. You're an amazing, and you are such an inspiration.
We love you.
And
yes.
I just love you to pieces.
All right,
I'll be so happy.
Perfect
if she
timing.
Went.
Let's
yes.
wrap.
Yes.
All right,
Tony. Where can people find you?
West Hollywood.
You tried it. ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to find me, you can find me at Lounging with Tony on all social media platforms and my website loungingwithtony.com.
And you can find me. I don't know. Anywhere. No, you can find me on the Twitter at MLMattis1 and on the Instagram at MLMattis.
Yay! And you can find me on Twitter at Tammy Govea and Instagram official Tammy Govea. Woohoo!
Yes.
We did it, you guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You made it, Tammy. Good job.
We did it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And one more thing.
I'm so proud.
Find the show on social media.
Thank you.
Dishin' Days on Instagram and Facebook and _ Dishin' Days on Twitter. And
at
Tammy, I have to say you have handled the lead hosting
yes.
of today's show. Brilliantly, as I told you, you would
Thank
earlier.
You.
You're welcome.
Good
Thank
job.
Thank you, man.
See you next week, y'all.
All right.
Bye,
bye everybody.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.